What's up? I'm Tiana Weeks.
And I'm Evan Wardlow, and you're listening to
The Salted Athlete. This is a podcast by Christian athletes for all athletes.
Our mission here on The Salted Athlete is to encourage and support athletes in their walk with Jesus.
Join us as we seek the Lord and create a community of salted athletes.
Let's get it.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Welcome to our first episode of The Salted Athlete. Evan, want to say what's up?
Hey, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening. We're very excited to bring this to you guys, to bring Jesus to a platform, to be able to help athletes just in their walk, in their spirituality, and just support and encourage them.
Yeah, and throughout this podcast, Evan and I are going to tell you a little bit more about us, how we began seeking the Lord through college athletics and injury, and then explain more of the why behind this podcast and why we named it The Salted Athlete.
Yeah, so interesting enough, you know, me and Tiana, we both attended Cal State East Bay University, which is in Hayward. Go Pios, go Pios. which is in Hayward, California. And we honestly became close because we both suffered an injury, an ankle injury, man. The talk about the grind. And in 2019, and we honestly just became close through doing rehab together, always being in the training room together and just building a relationship. I played basketball, she was a volleyball player, and also our teams would hang out. And so just through the course of learning one another, always seeing one another, passing by each other, it was like we just became to have communication and get to know one another. And honestly, from then until now, obviously you guys see we're starting a podcast together, but that was honestly the Lord to just bring us together and to create honestly a unique and great friendship that I cherish, and I'm sure Tiana does as well. Because now look what it's turning into, for something that we're trying to bring you guys to encourage other athletes, no matter what level you're at. You know, I just remember going through an injury at the time where I really thought I was peaking as an athlete. And I honestly lost my identity at that point in college. And I'm sure that you could relate when you put so much time and so much effort into all you know. And then it's taken away from you in the snap of a second, you know?
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things just as athletes in general. Like you're saying, you put so much time and effort into your sport. You want to perform for your coach. You want to make it on the court, field, however much you can, you know, perform well. You're playing in front of your peers. And there's just so much that goes into it that it's hard not to have it become your identity in a way, especially at the time when I wasn't, neither of us were like full-heartedly seeking the Lord. I think it was a part of our identity, but it wasn't like
lukewarm
our identity. Yeah. So as Evan was saying, getting injured is never fun, but especially when you put your identity in a sport, it's like, what am I even doing here? Why am I here? What's my purpose? Like, okay, if I can't play volleyball, if I can't play basketball, if I can't play whatever sport I'm playing, then what is the point of this really? And so I think that's kind of, go ahead.
Like life, honestly, I would say it comes to a question of who am I, you know, and to know who you are, you have to know whose you are. And I think in this time, that was critical for both of us in terms of seeking professional careers and having that seem like it's in jeopardy. You know, when you're finishing your college career, it just allowed us to have to go deeper and to find who am I? What is going to last at the end of the day? And I honestly believe that's how we were able to grow a relationship, because we, through this time, through our injuries, through our rehab, we were able to start going to something called FCA, which I'm sure a lot of you guys know what it is. It's Fellowship for Christian Athletes. That's around college campuses. And This was honestly life-changing for both of us. And for me personally, even though like my family is Christian, I grew up in a spiritual family. I never personally sought after the Lord, after Jesus, and really understood what that can mean for me. And that didn't come until I had basketball fully taken away from me, and I couldn't do anything aside from that. And I really struggled, you know. And then it went to, okay, being influenced by other people, you know, kind of being in the world, and you always hear about people talking about the world, they talk about the flesh, and even me and Tiana, you know, in that aspect of whether it's going out, whether you're just in college, you're around your friends, and you're living, not understanding that how the things that you're doing can really impact your life, can impact your soul, your spirit, your mind, your maturity, etc. And so going to FCA and just really beginning seeking the Lord in 2019, it changed our lives, honestly.
Yeah, I think that was a huge turning point in my relationship with the Lord, and then just also my why, and probably Evan, you too, is just being around other athletes who are also seeking after the Lord, especially in hard times when whether you're injured, you're not maybe performing the way you want to perform, or maybe everything's going really good. But you still need to be seeking after the Lord in all of it. And so, anyways, just being around athletes who were really seeking after the Lord, putting on Bible studies, creating community with athletes who are like-minded was, I think, crucial in both of our walks. It just gave me a new perspective that we are playing our sports for so much more than just playing our sports, you know? We are vessels of the Lord, and He's given us these talents to glorify Him, whether we're injured, playing really well, whatever, it all goes to Him. And it's how we're using abilities in our faith to bring not only ourselves to Him, but also others to Him. So that Athletes Bible study was huge for us. Unfortunately, COVID happened pretty soon after, and so it wasn't super long-lived, but I guess in an eternal point of view, it was. So that was huge. If you guys aren't a part of an Athletes Bible study, I encourage you to definitely be a part of this podcast as well. That's what our goal is.
100%. I mean, shout out Tiana, everybody. You know, my mom had got me a Bible, but it was King James Version. So I honestly never understood any words in that. And shout out to Yana because she got me a Bible. COVID hit, and I still have it to this day, you know, an
Let's go.
NIV version. And it honestly just gave me encouragement to just continue to pursue, because I think that what FCA did for us, but did for me also, is just show you a different way of life. It showed you a different perspective of life and how you see things. And I think being an athlete, we're in a result-driven world. You know, it's a result-driven enterprise. And if you don't perform, you are basically compared to nothing. You know, we see it with professional athletes and all the major sports because you're getting paid to do a job. And if you don't show up, it's not only that you have the organization who's putting hope, who's putting trust in you to win and to make money, but you're an asset. And then you have, on top of that, the fans, you have your family who you're supporting. And so it can just become a lot. And I don't really think a lot of people get into the ins and outs of actually feeling that pressure and how you should feel, how you feel that void of not putting it all on yourself. But what we've learned through this day and age is that the only beneficial way to move through that, especially as being an athlete, is Jesus, you know, because he's the one thing that never changes. And I can't say that enough. You know, he's saved my life. He has renewed me. He has literally made me and turned me into the man that I am today. And I would be nowhere close. I'm afraid of where I would be if I never met Jesus. Because honestly, like you can chase after anything and everything in the world, and especially as being an athlete, you know, from the money to all the materialistics, like that's what is seen. That's what you really want. You want that comfort. You want to support and love and help other people. But at the end of the day, like whether it's one injury, whether it's a bad performance, et cetera, none of that lasts. You know, and what is the one thing that we are told that does last, or the one thing that never changes? And he is that. So, yeah, we just wanted to emphasize that to you guys, honestly,
Yeah.
and help, yeah, and help you guys become salt, how we're becoming.
Yeah, become salt. I also want to touch on just kind of going back to our injuries. Had that injury again, wasn't really like follower of Christ, but then really started to seek after him. And then again, my senior year, got injured again, but at this point, I'm fully seeking after the Lord, fully following Jesus. And let me tell you, it was just two completely different points of views on injury. When you get injured or whatever, and you're not following the Lord, it is so hard. Hard either way, but getting injured or, you know, not performing well, whatever, while following the Lord was just totally different point of view and totally different perspective. And it did not crush me nearly as hard as when I wasn't following Jesus. And I think, you know, just kind of going to the podcast title, The Salted Athlete, is how are we salt on our teams and salt in just like to the people around us? I think I'm just talking specifically about injury, but you can apply it to any scenario that you're in. But how can you be salt even when you're not playing, even when you're injured, even when you are playing, whatever the scenario is? How can you still evangelize and be salt to your teammates who maybe don't know the Lord or do know the Lord, but just want more of what maybe you have? And to go over the verse, that's how we came to the name, is Matthew 5:13
Five
that says,
thirteen.
yeah, that says, you're the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. So just basically saying, again, what good is salt if it loses its saltiness? What good are we if we shy away from our faith? Especially being athletes, we have such a big platform and such a unique way to share the gospel
Yeah.
to athletes. Even if you go to a Christian college, just say, athletes just don't necessarily go there because it's a Christian university. You know, they go there because maybe it's a good program. And so doesn't really matter where you are. You're playing with people of all, like playing with people of all different backgrounds and, you know, stories. And so what does it look like to be salt on your team and salt to your coaches as well?
The access, you know, that's what I think about when I read this. Obviously now, if you're listening and you don't know, I still am a professional athlete. I am still pursuing my career in professional basketball, and yeah, woo.
He's big
And
time,
it's funny,
guys.
yeah, and it's funny, like right now I'm in the, to be transparent, like I don't have a job like playing right now, and it's like, what are you putting your faith in? You know, and if it's just in the result, if it's in something that can change, where are you putting your worth? You know, because even though I can believe that I'm a good basketball player, if I don't have a job, or if a team doesn't see me as fit, or if a situation isn't working out for me, then it's like, is that going to affect the rest of my life? Is that going to affect how I show up for other people, how I show up for myself? You know, and I think in this day and age, as we talked about with the materialistic viewpoint and how it's a result-driven enterprise, a lot of people put their worth on what they're getting, from how much they're making to the jobs that they're getting, especially as athletes, to what they get and what comes with being an athlete. And I just want to tell anyone who's listening that can be in that perspective in their life that Jesus is the one thing that changes how you perceive who you are, what your worth is, and just how great you are as a human being. I love the verse Matthew 5:13, and when Tiana has sent me this, I'm like, yeah, she's like the salted athlete. I'm like, oh man, we have to use that name because it, as the verse says, it's, hey, what is salt at the end of the day? And if salt loses its saltiness,
What good is it?
what good is it? At the end of the day, it's like it does one thing, and it would literally be a waste if it's not doing that. And so to be able to have us be that salt, to have Christian athletes be that salt with our reach, just as an athlete, we come into contact with so many people, whether it's on our team, whether it's our teammates, our coaches, fans,
Classmates.
community, classmates walking around campus, just individuals around the world. You have a following because people look at you as somewhat top tier. You know, you have an ability that you've been blessed by God to be able to perform on a higher level than a lot of people are able to. You know, so you have a following, and honestly, at the end of the day, I am learning the importance now as being a pro athlete and being 28 years old, that it is important to use that following for a certain reason and for something that's actually going to last past the time that you're playing your sport. You know, the ball will stop bouncing at the end of the day. You won't be able to play your sport for forever. And what are you doing, and what will actually last while you have the influence and the reach that you have in that moment and in that time? And as Tiana said, I just think it's super important to be able to help and encourage these athletes, no matter if you're in middle school, high school, college, if you're young, to be able to give them encouragement, to give them support, and to help them gain a new mindset and a new perspective of who they are and what they can do, as well as who they can touch in this life. And then I think the last thing, as you said, you know, being around other Christian athletes who are actually walking with the Lord and follow Jesus, I'm a strong believer that you are really empowered, and you are only at your full strength when He is your strength. And we'll get into that obviously throughout this podcast, but there's nothing like the power of Jesus. For me, in my own journey, I know that I can say that with my own career playing basketball. So.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah, salted athlete. Don't be afraid to be bold in your faith to bring other athletes along with you, whether they follow the Lord or not. Invite them to Bible study. Be intentional with people. Really live it out and be authentic in it. Again, this isn't for our glory. This isn't for people to think we're so high and mighty and righteous, but it's truly just for the Lord. But yeah, I just wanted to hear the why behind why we chose the salted athlete. We feel that it's so much more than just your relationship with the Lord, but also how do you bring others in? How do we glorify the Lord in all that we do? But that's the salted athlete, guys.
Make disciples, people, make
Make
disciples.
disciples, people.
So yeah, man, that's a little bit of background about us, our vision, our mission. Honestly, yeah, we're just here. I read something and it talked about whether you want to be a painkiller or a vitamin. And honestly, Jesus is a healer. So I think it's both. You know what I mean? Overall, we're doing this to be able to provide some good and shed some light in the world, that you never know, if we're able to touch one person from this, then hey, we'll take it, you know, because it's not for us, and that's just for His glory. And so thank you guys for listening, man. We're excited. We're excited to.
We're so excited. The Lord has put this on our hearts for honestly a couple of years. And we just started talking about it. And we're like, wait, you want to start a podcast? Wait, you want to start a podcast? Wait, let's just do it together. Two is better than one, we believe.
And
And so
boom.
starting this thing, it's the Lord's will.
And it'll get better in time. You already know.
Yeah,
Come
this
on
is
now.
our first episode. Bear with us.
Yeah, I know it's so funny, but it is what it is. And man, my heart is honestly jumping with joy as we're just recording this, because I just can't even wait for people to listen, and I hope they're excited, you know, and I know we'll touch people. We'll have guests, We'll be talking about different content throughout the Bible, throughout the Word of God, and relating it back to life, relating it back to how we can interpret it and put it into our lives as Christian athletes. So we'll have a lot of content for you guys, and it's exciting, man. We want to hear from you guys. We want your insight. We want your questions.
Yeah, we want people to come on the podcast, we want to hear people's stories. It's just so valuable and what other people have gone through. So look forward to having some athletes on the podcast. If you want to be on the podcast, let us know. We can
Hit us
get you
up.
on.
IG,
Yeah,
at
the salted athlete.
the Salted Athlete at Life with Wardy.
Oh my gosh. At underscore Tiana Weeks. Just kidding, I'm joking.
No, shoot the follow.
Oh, this is not about us. But if you do want to follow us, that's totally fine too.
Yeah, man. So thank you guys for tuning in, for listening, and we're looking forward to connecting with all of you guys.
Yeah, we want to create a community of athletes. This is the place that you can always come, seek the Lord, talk to one another. We just really want to have community, So welcome to the Salted Athlete fam.
Yes, you already know.
All right. Well, we'll catch you guys next episode.
All right, you guys take care.
Have
See
a blessed day.
ya.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to The Salted Athlete by Tiana Weeks and Evan Wardlow, a podcast by Christian athletes for all athletes.